The 2018 NFL Scouting Combine continues in Indianapolis. It's ESPN insider Adam Schefter. We grant you permission to look at your phone or respond to text during this interview.
That's why I agreed to do this interview.
Right, okay, yeah, we're very loose with those rules here, okay? Think back to maybe one of the first combines you covered. Mm-hmm. Who else was covering the combine in the league or covering the NFL in the league that you looked up to maybe or that did a really good job that you admired?
Well, I'll say this to you, that when I was first coming to the combine back in the early 1990s, I think this is my 25th combine right now, there were seven reporters at the combine. I could give you the list right now. It was me, Clark Judge, John Clayton, Peter King, Rick Goslin, Dan Pompey.
Wow.
That's about the list of the people that were coming to the combine back then. I'm sure I'm missing one or two names, mm-hmm. but not more than that.
Yeah.
Because it was a sparsely attended event in which people did not go to. It was not viewed the way it is today. And I looked up to all those guys. I've always had great respect for the people in my profession. There have been so many great NFL reporters before me, Peter King and John Clayton, and love Chris Mortensen like a brother. People have done a great job through the years who have made it possible for me and others to do what we do today. So I'm grateful to them and recognize all that they have done and meant to pro football reporting.
Yeah. You know, and everyone's here working hard and trying to do their thing, but everyone is also here to cultivate relationships, right? And
it's one of the great things here is that you love coming to Indianapolis. Where I'm in Bristol, Connecticut, or my house in New York all year round. I get to go to one game, the Super Bowl. So I don't get to see front office people or coaches on a regular basis. I'm not at any games. Yeah. So to come here and see faces and to shake hands and to meet in person, it's a very nice thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you've met or talked to or thought about the Vikings quite a bit. You had a nice purple tie on right now. I mean, it looks good.
Yeah, I wore this because I knew that we might be doing this.
Well, that's why we ran you down today of all days, because we saw that nice tie. So the Vikings, what do you think?
I think that they need a quarterback.
Yeah.
So
we have a lot of options.
We're going to see what they wind up doing at the quarterback position. That will be obviously one of the most intriguing storylines of the offseason. We know that Kirk Cousins is out there. I would expect that they'll have some level of interest. We'll see whether they can get anything done with him. If they can, that'd be good for the team. If they can't, they have Case Keenum. Let's see if they get anything done with him. That would be good for the team. If they can't, now you got Teddy and Sam.
Yeah.
I think that the worst-case scenario for this team would be to not land Kirk Cousins and to see Case Keenum get away and then to turn around and say, wow, we're left with Teddy Bridgewater and Sam Bradford and Kyle Sloter now. I think it's up to the Vikings. That's the big challenge, is to make sure that you land one of these two premier free agent quarterbacks before you lose both of them.
Yeah.
And that will be, again, the most important thing that this front office can do this offseason.
You know, every offseason has different issues for a team, you know, for the Vikings. The Vikings have had some continuity, though, in the front office with Rick Spielman, Rob Brzezinski, George Payton, and the crew. What are your thoughts on those guys and the crew and how they handle the business over the years as the Vikings have?
They've done a great job at putting together a Super Bowl caliber roster, and they deserve a lot of credit for that. They've done a great job at it. Now, again, just like any of us, you're only as good as what your work brings you tomorrow.
Right.
So if they allow these quarterbacks to get away and don't land one of them and then head into next season with one of the Plan B quarterback options starting, they're going to come under some scrutiny for that. So, again, as great a job as they've done, and they have done a great job, again, they're going to be judged to a large degree by what happens here in the coming days and weeks.
Now, if you or I were representing these quarterbacks in the draft this year, we can't wait for them to get on the field at Lucas Oil Stadium because everyone's talking about the free agent quarterbacks, but it sounds like this is a good draft class of quarterbacks too, and they're just not getting any buzz quite yet because they haven't been out there participating in the combine yet.
There'll be enough buzz and there'll be enough attention, and believe me, we've got 2 months of this leading up to the draft. We will talk all that everybody wants about Sam Darnold and Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield and Josh Rosen. That's just going to happen. And now we're at a spot where the focus, even though these guys are working out here and going through interviews, the focus is on the free agents. Everybody's more curious today because it's more pressing about where Kirk Cousins and Case Keenum and Tyrod Taylor and Sam Bradford and Teddy Bridgewater and who am I forgetting? A.J. McCarron.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where people are focused because those are the next dominoes to fall.
Right.
And then we get to the other dominoes and the draft quarterbacks.
There are always more dominoes to come, you know?
Always.
All right, man. Thanks for your time. Thank you. Appreciate it, Adam. No one better to talk to at the Combine than Adam Schefter. He's going to go text and call people and find out what's going on, and we're going to keep providing coverage for Vikings.com viewers. Thanks. See you later.